morning we're continuing Chayodim Klal Nun Dalad, and we learned Siman Tesvov. When we left off with this, anticipating the position of the Mishnah Berurah on the case of the Chayodim. Well, let's see Siman Tesvov, and we'll clarify the opinion of the Chayodim and that of the Mishnah Berurah. So in Siman Tesvov and Siman Tesvov, he's discussing a case where a person is making a mezonos type of a soup, as opposed to a case of a soup which has mezonos flour, which he discussed in Siman Yudalad, but rather it has bits of mezonos in it, which are visible. So even if the primary part of it is the water, the fact that there are visible mezonos means that you have to make mezonos on those items. And once that's so, maybe that the mezonos should work for the liquid as well. That's the discussion which the Chayyim is talking about in Siman Tesvov. So he says in Siman Tezayin, Im bishul rak ma'at levivis, if these mezonos items, whether it's farfol or it's lakshan, etc., is a very small amount, ve'ikr kavanasu rak bishul amayim, and clearly his primary intent is for the liquid, right of kemat solo, and the majority of it is really a fairly clear liquid. So in this situation, the concern that I had in the previous simon, that maybe the water is bottled to the levivus and the bracha of mezonos will work for the water as well. In this situation, that's not true. So a person will make two separate brachas. He'll make a bracha on the water, he'll make a bracha of shahakol, and the liquid he'll make a shahakol, and then on the levivas he makes a mezonos. And then the Chayyim says, "Megam bezet toiv yisutoiv shivurach shahakol al avurach." But the truth is, even in this situation, I still stand by the argument which I said before. It's better to make the bracha of shahakol on a different item, which vali is a shahakol. There's no doubt at all that it's not bottled to the mezonos, and have a shear of that other item, so you can be able to say a brand for shows. And this way, he'll be able to be confident that he's saying the right bracha. So that's what the Chayyim says. Now, the Mishnah Berurah discusses this case, and the Mishnah Berurah seems to be pretty confident in this case that the bracha is a shahakol, and he does not see a need for a person to make a shahakol on something else. So that's the Mishnah Berurah in Siman Resh Hey, Sivkat and Yud Beis. Mishnah Berurah says that in a case where a person, he says, Mishnah Rak Ma'at Levivis Behar B'Mayim, if this scenario, just there's a small amount of Levivis and a lot of water, the Iker of the Kavan is for the water, B'Zeh Bavari Eina Mayim B'Telem Levivis. So then there's no doubt that the water is not bottled. And he says, Rabbi Chayyim says, even in this case, it's better to do, say the bracha on something else. But he feels very confident that really the Iker Psak is not like that. Now, in the case before, where it's not that a large amount of liquid and very small amounts of mezonos, but rather there's a balance. We said in the case where it's extremely large amount of mezonos, basically, in every bite, you're going to be getting some mezonos. Then the bracha is mezonos, and that's it. In a case where there's a very small amount of mezonos, and primarily it's just water, so we're saying nika bracha is a shahakol, and then a bracha mezonos on those items. A case in the middle, so Hayyadim is saying it's a suffix. And Mishnah Berurah also registers it as a suffix. But what he suggests to do is to make a bracha, not on something else like the Chayyim says, but to make a bracha on these items himself. But he changes the order that you would make a the shahakol first, because if you make the shahakol second, once you say the mezonos, it's possible the mezonos is covering the liquid as well. It would be impossible to say the shahakol afterwards. So you'd have a situation of you cannot make that bracha. So you should change the order and make the bracha of mezonos second and the shahakol first. So that's the idea with the Magen Avraham says. The Mishabur seems to follow that. It seems to be the Mishabur holds that there's a good chance that the correct bracha is a shahakol, and therefore it's not a bracha shenitzricha situation. But then he does bring the Chayyadim suggestion that maybe making a shahakol on something else and avoiding the shayla. But in the scenario in Siman Tezayin, where the Chayyadim says in that situation it's also kedai to do that, the Mishabura is fairly clear that there's no need to do that in that situation. So a person has a bowl of chicken soup, and there's some noodles in it, not a large amount, so the Mishabura would be comfortable making a shahakol on the soup, and then a mezonos on the lakshon. In a situation where it's a significant amount of noodles, so it's a very large amount of noodles, so then the bracha would be mezonos. A significant amount of noodles, you'd have the Chayyadim suggestion of making a shahakol on something else. It's a small amount of noodles, so you make the shahakol on the soup itself. And that's the Iker Pesach, which the Mishnah Berurah follows. Have a good day.